Hey, patient's last name is a B as in boy, E-L-L, again, B-E-L-L. First name is a D-E-M-O-N-D-R-A. Date of visit is May 3rd, 2023. Date of birth is January 6th, 1971. CDCR number is E as in Edward, 10894. Again, 10894. Next to the paragraph, a chief complaint of a seizure, a possible seizure. A chief complaint, seizure-like activities. Next to a history present in the patient is a 52-year-old male. Kind of a chief complaint of seizure-like activities. The first step, according to the patient, kind of a patient had two episodes. The first step, a patient tells me that approximately 2.5 weeks ago, a patient had sudden onset of a loss of consciousness. The first step, a patient tells me that he was in his jail cell. Walking in his jail cell. First step, is suddenly loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First step, a patient tells me that he had a complete out of consciousness for about an hour. First step, a patient had no history of seizure. First step, a patient transferred to the local hospital, Salina Valley State Prison, in Salina Valley Health. First step, a patient was evaluated there. First step, a patient tells me that no diagnosis was given to him. First step, a patient was discharged home. First step, discharged back to the prison. First step, the second episode was yesterday. First step, according to the patient coming yesterday, he was on his bed. First step, he sudden loss of consciousness. First step, again, it lasted about an hour. First step, patient denies any tongue biting. First step, denies any urinary incontinence. A patient denies any head trauma. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody saturation changes in diplopia, dysautory dysphagia. First up, in the hospital, a patient had a CT scan of the head and urine drug tox screen. They were unremarkable. First up, next to past medical history, anemia, anxiety, carpal tunnel syndrome, cervical degeneration, abdominal pain, diarrhea, foot pain, hearing loss, heavy tobacco use, smoker, migraines, migraine with auras, ulcerative colitis, and next to her, the current medication, duloxetine, sumatriptan, furosulfate, hydrocortisone, rectal, and pantoprazole, allergies, a patient is allergic to penicillin. It's a social history. Patient has history of alcohol, I'm sorry, history of, patient history of significant smoking. For some patient also have history of beer and liquor use in the past. So for some patients, currently is an inmate. For some patients, also have substance abuse in the past, including opioid, IV drug use. I'm sorry, patient history of substance abuse include ecstasy and hallucinogen / LSD, marijuana, family history, and uncle of depression, and an uncle of psychosis, mixture of the review system. Patients denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautory, and dysphagia, mixture of the diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First up, it is a negative study. First up, the study was normal. First up, study was done with a international classification of electrodes placement 10-20. The EEG was done in awake and drowsy patients, show a background activity of about 10 hertz. They're bilateral symmetrical. There are no sharp waves. There's no spike and waves activity. There's no epileptiform discharges. Photic stimulation show good driving. response in the occipital lead, first up. Next paragraph. The EEG study did not show any evidence of seizure activity. So next paragraph, impressions and episodes of loss of consciousness come on April 19, 2023. First up, a patient tells me that he was standing and suddenly dropped to the floor and has complete loss of consciousness after inhaling an unknown substance. Patient was evaluated in the hospital, had CT scan and lab tests and drug screen. They were all unremarkable based on the medical records. So first step, a cardiac monitor in the ER was also did not show any arrhythmias. So first step, next paragraph, patient also tells me that he had a second episode yesterday in which he suddenly lost the consciousness in his cell again. First step, this time he was lying flat and suddenly lost the consciousness. So first step. Next paragraph, the EEG study shows a normal study. First up, did not show any epileptiform discharges. So first up, did not show any spike in waves activity. So first up, did not show status epilepticus. So first up, it was a normal study. First up, however, a normal EEG study does not definitively rule underlying seizure disorder. First up, next paragraph, recommendation explaining the patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, recommendation to get a brain MRI, comma, to definitively evaluate for any seizure focus any small lesions in the brain causing a seizure focus. Next over, I'll recommend patient go on Keppra for now, given that he had two episodes already. First up, recommend patient to start on Keppra, 500 milligrams of one pill twice a day, to cover seizures. So first up, next over, explain the patient common side effects from the medication. Next over, recommend patient to follow up with me after the brain MRI, first up. Also, recommendation part with me, see if he has any more seizure spells, seizure activities spells. So, first up, next number. The smart setting of dictation.